so he now wants to point out the crisis of secularism, right? This is when we take God out of the picture, mm-hmm. right? So we now have come to a place, he says, where skepticism about God, and especially any attempt at constructing a theodicy, rules the day. The Christian narrative of creation and fall, let alone redemption, is a fantastic myth, he tells us, perpetrated by deluded religionists refusing to adapt to the cold, hard reality of the impersonal, godless, brutal, materialistic zeitgeist of modernity.
Right.
Right. So, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Voltaire for his words, so there's a reason that this comes about. So in the old world, God was essential to one's self-understanding. He sat atop the pyramid, establishing truth and meaning, and we creatures stood subservient to his claims. We're mere creatures. He's the creator. Having that understanding works well. You see it carried out in the family unit. You see it carried out in churches, how things are structured there. You see it with the incarnation. And so that ideal carries through to other aspects. So that's what the Christian worldview tries to say, and to upend that, we might have ramifications if that's kind of the natural order. So God used to function as a central explanatory concept, as cause and purpose. The idea of God shaped a whole host of disciplines into a more comprehensive and coherent worldview. There's our coherency, yeah. Again, that we learned from our last book. Now that the creature had been severed from the creator, we live in a nova effect, in which an explosion of bewildering options for ascertaining meaning and purpose confronts us. Okay, so God doesn't exist. The universe at this time is just is. There's no creation point in our understanding here, other than, there might have been a cause, but the solid state universe tends to be before the Big Bang comes about. In each case, the self replaces God atop the pyramid while sorting through all claims to truth and meaning, and then determining what one prefers most. I think this works out. I like this one. This one appeals to me for my sense of abject pleasure, or my sense of rigorous self-loathing. And
somebody else likes something else, and a different person likes something, third thing.
I like the things that I don't like because I think they make me stronger. Therefore, I like to go after things I don't like. God might be one option for so many people, but an unlikely one.
Mm, yeah. And so, you know, if humans are free, right, that is, and God does not exist, then we face a terrifying loneliness. And so this is the idea of the crisis for our secular age, right? Humanity can no longer depend on some greater transcendental authority. We must now create our own meaning, what Nietzsche called the will to power. Mm-hmm. And so this became an awful responsibility given the hopeless plight of man in the absence of God's death, the death of God. The frightful reality of creating significance is too daunting for most of us. So notice what's happened here is once we become king, reason rules, we're on the top of the pyramid, God is pushed out, in fact, maybe even doesn't exist. Now we're on our own to find meaning and purpose of life, and realize that this is an awful, he tells us, Nietzsche, an awful responsibility, right? So Nietzsche saw the stark reality that without God, there is no goodness left in the world, no discernible purpose of life. Mm-hmm. Nihilism is the only true heir of atheism. Yeah.
Again, going back to the things I've been relearning for space, you have Yuri Gagarin, first man in space, the Russians. You have his worldview as, and some might attribute the quote to him through communism, through this socialism that the USSR was engaged in. He goes out into space, comes back. What'd you see? I saw no God out there. Then you have Apollo 8, the first manned mission to the moon, circulates the moon, and they read from Genesis 1.
Yeah.
And so there you have that clash of ideas of, here they're looking at it through a political system where, religion is the opiate of the masses. And so, shirk off all those chains and the workers of the world unite and throw off the old ideals and come to this understanding where you essentially are your own God, except you replace God with the state, and that becomes a big issue. And so you see the cold and vastness of space. And then others come and they see the earth, everyone who is existing, you know, they can cover it up with their thumb.
Yeah, and it's beauty and it's majesty and all of
this. They don't
and,
see any lines on the globe, and they see the unification of humanity rather than the split. Again, worldview matters.
And so it leads them to say, wow, what a God, right? As opposed to, I don't see a God, right? So,